An Arctic institution celebrates its 25th anniversary. The original Ice Hotel is 120 miles above the Arctic Circle in far north Sweden. Now, other hotels made of ice have since popped up around the world, probably in the north. But the first one, this first one, offers something else. It's also an art exhibition that changes every year. NPR's Ari Shapiro braved the cold and paid a visit.
The temperature outside is 22 degrees below zero. That's minus 30 Celsius. Whatever you call it, it's way beyond freezing. And Jens Toms Iversen stands over a block of ice with a razor-sharp chisel. He's turning a bare room into an ornate Spanish mosque made entirely of ice.
And some of it is crystal clear, some of it looks like snow, some of it is textured like a rough stone. Are those all artistic techniques that you've learned of how to work with ice?
Yeah. So I used to work with stone and wood and concrete. I always like to bring out the qualities that's in the material. For this, I mean, here it's just water.
Iversen is a sculptor, and for the last 2 years, he's been design director at the Ice Hotel. This 55-room lodge is built from scratch every fall, entirely from the frozen Torna River. Every spring, it melts back into the water it came from. Iversen says as an artist, that impermanence frees him from the pressure of carving something out of marble or granite that seems permanent.
So when I work with the ice and snow, it's very liberating, because I know already when I start, you know, on a drawing board, that this will disappear.
Every year, more than 100 artists from around the world compete to design rooms here. 15 are chosen. The Ice Hotel then flies them to Kiruna, Sweden.
And a lot of those have never, ever worked with snow and ice before. And that's what we want. For us, that's important.
He says everyone has seen swans and eagles before. He wants artists to find something new in the ice. There are rooms that look like forests or cathedrals. One room has typeface set into the wall. Another is pure angles, telescoping and spiraling inwards. Each room has a bed in the center covered in reindeer hides because people actually sleep here. Tour guide Paola Lapalainen says the building provides a level of insulation. She's talking Celsius.
Even though the temperature outside at the moment is about minus 30, inside the hotel rooms, it's never colder than minus 5 or minus 7.
So warm.
That's really warm. Even sometimes when we go in the morning and wake people up in the hotel rooms, they say that it was too hot to sleep there.
I don't believe that.
There is a warm room where people leave their luggage and electronics. The front desk hands out snowsuits, balaclavas, boots, and sleeping bags heavy enough for the Arctic. But the minute you step outdoors, the inside of your nose begins to tingle with frost. Your eyelashes become thick and heavy with white ice crystals. Many hotel guests duck into the ice bar to drink Swedish vodka out of glasses made of ice. Gary Armstrong is here with his wife and adult daughter.
I was just saying how crazy it is with English always complaining about the weather. And then we come here in January, 5 degrees under for us is a nightmare, and we come to 30 degrees under. I mean, it's bizarre, really.
Okay, so why do that?
We have no idea.
People come because it's like experiencing a fantasy world, borrowed from the river, which will return to the river again in the spring. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.